Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And pastors, we thank you for your faithful service. 38 years. That's a long time. That's a long time. And that's a blessing. And yes, I've been in this church for over 20 something years. It's a blessing, me and my wife and the family. So it is definitely a blessing to be here with you all. So Brother Paku came to me about a month ago and asked me would I speak at the pastor appreciation. I said, let me think about it, bro. You know, so I thought about it, prayed about it. I said, I'll do it. So he gave me the theme of a purpose-driven life. That was the theme for this message, purpose-driven life. So I said, okay. I said, now there's a book by the same title by Rick Warren, Purpose-Driven Life. I said, well, I don't want to plagiarize. So let me make sure I don't do that. So I looked at the word purpose, because everything starts with a purpose. Our entire lives start with a purpose. Without purpose, nothing exists. So I said, look at the word purpose, and I'm turning purpose into an acronym. And so I'm going to go down each letter of the word purpose to describe how we appreciate our pastors and what they do for us. Now, I'm a sweater, naturally. And in the famous words of Pastor Bill, is it anybody else hot in here? besides me? Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, amen, amen. So the first letter is P. And I look at P for passion. The passion that you have for proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you all saw that in a video presentation when you saw him starting in North Carolina and going overseas. So they are definitely serious about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. That passion still exists to this day. And to be able to do this for this amount of time is truly a blessing. Some pastors would have retired and sat down, but you are still going, still going strong, and that's a blessing. Romans 1:16, Paul says, said this here, for I am not ashamed of the good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. And I believe that you all have taken that mandate and have run with it. And that is truly a blessing for them to be able to do this here. So the second letter, of course, is U, for unity or unifying. And so I'm going to tell you a short story. Now, this story is going to be paraphrased. I'm not saying it word for word. But there was an older lady, who came to a church. At the end of the service, she went up to the pastor and asked the pastor if she could join the church and be baptized. Now this older lady was she had on clothes that were tattered. She had a smell of her because she was a cleaner of toilets. So she had a bad smell, bad odor about her. So the pastor of that church says, and he's thinking to himself, well, what would my church think if I let her join? What would be their response? You know, so he says, once you go home, pray about it, come back next Sunday, and then we'll see. Who does that? So the next Sunday, she comes back again, and she asks the same question. I would like to be to join the church and be baptized. His response again was, well, why don't you go home and pray about it? I'm not sure. So several weeks pass, and the pastor is running an errand. He runs an errand, and he runs across this old lady. And he said, I haven't seen you in church in a while. She said, oh, I had a talk with Jesus. How many people know when you talk to Jesus, things happen? So she had a talk with Jesus, and Jesus told her, don't worry about it. I've been trying to get in a church for years and haven't got in yet. You know, so then I can imagine Jesus said, why don't you go down to the Rock Church of Petersburg? Because Pastor Bill and Debbie Smoke down there, they will accept you in their church because they do not hold against you that you clean toilets. They don't hold it against you that you may have a smell to your body. They don't hold it against you because your clothes are tattered. They're going to accept you just as you are. And that is evident in what our pastors have been doing in this church. Because you open up the church and you feed for Thanksgiving. You feed a short meal during the trunk or treat. You give out food. You even worked at organizing the Petersburg for Jesus rally, which means that you want to see unity in the body of Christ. And that's important because when it comes, despite our differences, God wants us to be able to live together, worship together. It doesn't matter the color of our skin. It doesn't matter how much money we make. It doesn't matter how much money we don't make. That doesn't matter. What matters is that people have a heart for the Lord, and they want to be accepted. And our pastors always welcome people in the church with their arms wide open, always. And that's a blessing to have that kind of unity in the body, not only in the church but also in the community. Amen. All right. So the next letter is for R is resilience. Now, Nehemiah endured all sorts of things. He endured sarcasm, suspicion, gossip, mockery, fake accusations, threats on his life. Now, I can only imagine our pastors enduring some of those same things throughout the years of ministry. But even so, they are still here. They didn't give up. They didn't quit. They say, you know what? We are still going to stay in here. Some pastors may have given up and say, you know what? This is not for me. But our pastors have been resilient throughout this whole process. And that is, again, a true testament to their faith and their faithfulness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen? Next one is, again, P again, for prayer. Our pastors are prayer warriors. Amen. They set the example for prayer. I've heard pastors speak several times about getting up early in the morning and praying, and even coming to the church and praying early in the morning. Who's he praying for? He's praying for each and every one of us. He's praying for our community. He's praying for our nation. He's praying for our world. Amen? So that, again, is a blessing. Ephesians 1:16, Paul writes, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Amen? So our pastors, I know they pray for us all the time. And again, that's a blessing. And that's a good way for us to, again, think about the labor that they do all the time. We don't know how many hours, and I know all the prayers, and not just about us, but there's prayers about other issues too that's going on. But just know that they are standing in the gap for us as our chief prayer warriors. Amen? O, letter O, is for outstanding leadership. I believe that both Pastor Bill and Pastor Debbie provide outstanding leadership. From the years of experience that you all have had over the years, here in this country and abroad, has given you a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. Being under the direction of Bishop Jimenez has taught you all a lot. You learn a lot. And so they provide outstanding leadership to this church. And we are thankful for that leadership that is provided. Amen? The S is for servant. Our pastors are truly servant leaders. And they exhibit that each and every day. James and John wanted the highest positions with Christ Jesus. But Jesus told them that true greatness comes from serving. It comes from serving. That doesn't come from putting yourself on a pedestal. It comes from serving. And he said that. So in Mark 10:45, Jesus had to explain to them that I did not come to be served, but to serve and give my life a ransom for many. Amen? Amen? So our pastors have given their lives, even though they weren't on the cross, but they've given their lives to us in full-time service as servant leaders. They're not in this for the fame or the glory. They're in this because, first of all, they love God. And they love people. And they want to serve God, and they want to make sure they serve people. One thing Jesus did before going to the cross is that he washed the disciples' feet. Now, what king of kings would wash somebody's feet? Again, he is showing an example of servitude that is very, very powerful. And again, we thank you all for that example of being servant leaders that serve in this house. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going pretty quickly. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I know Pastor Bill says, I'm almost done. 10 minutes later, we're still. No, Amen. He said, I'm going to get there, brother. All right, so the last one here is for E, encouragement. Our pastors are outstanding at encouragement. Pastor Bill, in all of his messages, even though he may take a taste to the woodshed every now and then, it's always embedded with encouragement. Always, always. Pastor Debbie, when she comes up and does the announcements, she always has a word of encouragement from the book that we're reading for that month. There's always a word of encouragement that is given. And that is a blessing that in and of itself. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. We all need to take an example from the encouragement that our pastors give us each and every time. And we can do the same thing. We can encourage them because they also need encouragement. Amen? But our pastors are always encouraging us, always. And again, that's a blessing. So, pastors, I want to thank you all for your service. We love you. We're glad that you're here, and we pray that this special day is enjoyed. But church, remember that pastor appreciation isn't just on the second Sunday in October. But it should be every time. You can send the pastors a note of encouragement. You can set something encouraging on Facebook. You can send them a text. And if you see them in person, you know, right now we can't do any hugging or handshakes, but you can at least tell them, good word, Pastor. Good word. I enjoyed the service today. It was outstanding. These things go a long way. Again, we thank you, pastors. We love you. And again, we're hoping that you have many, 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 many more years of ministry. God bless you. That's it. All right. Amen.